listening to the Ron Van Dam Show is like realizing that you put your underwear on backwards this morning. It's wrong, but it doesn't feel bad, and it's not like anyone's ever gonna find out, so just go with it. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, sure, why not?
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Make yourself comfortable, this will hurt only a little bit. This is the Ron Van Dam Show, guess which one I am. Was I a former stripper? What? Former? No, I never was a stripper. I've never taken my clothes off since 1927. I'm not even that old, and that's how long I haven't taken my clothes off. I don't do that. I don't do that kind of thing in public. If someone offered me money to take my clothes off in front of them, I'd say, how much? All right. That was a very strange opening to the show. Very strange. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being here. If you have children in the room with you right now, if they can understand English, please remove them from the abode at this time. Send them off to camp or get them enrolled in some type of a gymnastic program for children. Just get them out of the house for a period of time. I don't want to be held responsible for your child's bizarre development because they heard this show by mistake. Not that there's anything wrong with this show, per se. I don't know what per se means, but when you say it, it kind of tones it down a bit, you know. Well, I didn't kill a man, per se. What do you mean, per se? Well, I didn't mean it per se. I didn't mean to say per se, per se. Is that even in the dictionary, per se? Well, that's the kind of show this is. I was watching television last night. Oh, my God, Omicron. I'll tell you, I just get sick to my stomach every time I go to Burger King. Now, I get sick to my stomach every time I watch the Kardashians. And you might say to me, Ron, why are you watching the Kardashians at all? Because it's like watching a train wreck. You have to slow down and see what these dysfunctional rich people are doing. These crazy rich people. Was that a movie? Oh, that was Crazy Rich Asians. This is similar. Kardashian even has an H in it in the beginning of the name. It's a very strange, I don't know what the cultural background is, but it doesn't make any difference. These people are weird. You know, let me tell you a story. Sit back, because this is going to be a little revealing, I suppose.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's Fact of the Day.
Wow. Production is everything. When I was growing up, there was a show on television called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. It was narrated and produced by Robin Leach, who was a fat British man who apparently had this obsession with people who had a lot of money, especially celebrities. And on this show, he would take you into the mansions of these opulent, entitled people. And we would sit there watching television on our little stupid Pebblian televisions, and we would watch these tours of these exquisite mansions and these ego-boosted assholes talking about their how they imported the chandelier from Germany back in the 1600s from a castle. And it was, everything was opulent, you know, the silverware was gold. I mean, it was like, and then here's the American public sitting there looking at what they don't have. Here's all the stuff you'll never have. Here's a lifestyle you will never enjoy. Salivate, want it badly, you can't have it. That's like holding a carrot in front of a horse, but the horse can never reach the carrot. What a horrible analogy I just made. But yet the American public was fascinated by this freaking show that all it did was tell you about how bad off you are and how great off those people are. This is how the rich people live. You'll never know what it's like. You'll never experience it. Eat your heart out, suckers. This was a television show. It's very similar to, I guess, the royalty, which is a topical subject right now, where the queen and the king and all those peoples, those indigenous bloodlines, they have this opulency around them. I don't know why. It's this old adage where if I am to serve you as your king and your leader, I must be bathed in gold. I will live in riches because I am of the highest idolization that you have made me. What a sick human thing this is. We go tromping around the earth trying to feed poor people. There's people starving and living in filth and squander, and we're asked to help them financially, and yet we idolize people that live in opulence as special gods. What the hell's wrong with us? Well, I'm not that way. What the hell's wrong with you? Royalty. We somehow just, we're fast, our mouths just fly open and saliva comes dripping out of our lips onto the floor in this idolization of these rich bastards. Now, I have nothing wrong with rich people. All I have to say is go live your life in your rich, gold-plated way, but don't do it in my face, because that's rude. It shows that you don't care about other people. Look at all that I have, and I will display it in front of you. You shall never have it, but this is what it looks like, and this is the life I have, and you shall never have it. So idolize me. What? What? What are we bowing down to? Isn't that in the Bible somewhere? I don't know the Bible thing. I haven't read it. It's a long read and I don't have time. But apparently in the Bible it says, do not bend down to these rich, don't idolize, don't put people on a pedestal just because they're assholes. I mean, come on, man. And then the Catholic Church turns around and has these opulent places. whoa, wait, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. So anyway, our version in America of these rich, crazy assholes is the Kardashians. And I don't know how they got there. I think Ryan Seacrest produced the series, made a fortune off of them. But for some reason, he found that the American people love to watch rich people. We just love them. So the Kardashians, and there's many of them. There's Chris, I believe, is the head of the household, and she's married to Bruce Jenner, who no longer is Bruce Jenner. I believe now is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Do I have that right? Bruce Jenner, of course, was not happy with the way that he looked. We're not too sure of what sex he belongs to, but he wants to appear as a woman and does so. And God love you, man. God love you. change your man appearance into a woman's appearance. Be that if that's what's comfortable for you, but don't become popular and shove it in my face. Don't anybody shove anything in my face, no matter what it is. And that includes, turning my gutters into leaf things, you know, the leaf gutter thing. Anyway, so the Kardashians, and they all the names begin with a K. There's Chris, Chloe, Copy, Kim, Krakatau, Coco, Kapakaki, and Kimino, and Klobado. All the Ks. And they're beautiful people. Not because they are extremely attractive, but it's that money can turn any face into a plastic nice-looking thing. Kim is apparently the very attractive one. She's the head of the idol statues. And if you've ever watched the Kardashians, all they do, and I mean all they do, and I said all they do, and I mean all they do, is sit around, drink wine, and eat a salad leaf by leaf in slow motion. That's it. Sometimes they'll have one or two little eggs of caviar or a celery stick. And if they're eating dinner, which they're always doing, they're just nibbling on it. But that's all they do. They're rarely in a standing position. And I don't mean that they're having sex all the time. They just are always sitting down and talking about nothing. They own companies, every one of them, not because they're necessarily good at it, but they have enough money to hire people who can manage those companies who are necessarily good at it, and they pay them well. It's a business model that sucks and stinks to high heaven. I don't like the Kardashians because they're in my face. Now, Ron, you don't have to sit there and watch the Kardashians. No, just the fact that they exist publicly is enough of a problem for me. After 3,000 years of being on the air, they are no longer on regular cable television. Now they're on a streaming service on Hulu or something like that. I don't know what Hulu is. I thought it was a type of hoop that you put around your body and you gyrate and you try to keep the hoop up. I think it's called hula hoop. But now there's a thing, streaming thing called Hulu. The Kardashians have moved on to the streaming thing, which is good because it's harder to see. But in other words, if you want to see the Kardashians exist in real life, you have to pay for it now. The Kardashians are the American royalty. And they are extremely, and I mean extremely, dysfunctional. But why, as an American society, are we so fascinated by people who have a lot of money and shove their opulence into our face? Why do we do that? It's like taking a crap on the floor and then licking it up. Ooh, Ron, that was like a little far for an analogy. I know. I knew that as I was saying it, but I couldn't stop. I question our existence that makes any sense. I just question that. Do we want to be the Kardashians? God, no. Ugh. By the way, the Kardashians, now it's hard to say. The Kardashians actually do go to the gym every once in a while. I don't think they have a gym membership. I think they own gyms. And they'll go work out for like 20 minutes passively. The reason that they look so good, A, is because they have had more plastic surgery than a Coke bottle. They buy their looks. They dress very well because they have a lot of money. They're not wearing baggy potato sacks. They got the money. they eat properly, they've got the money. If you have enough money and you have enough willpower, you can be beautiful. You can be beautiful. And that's what they do. They buy their success is what they do. And they know there's enough of an American public that just salivates at the very mention of their names. All they have to do is put Kardashian on a bag and people will buy the bag. They know it. You know it. I know it. I don't own anything Kardashian and I don't plan to, but there are a lot of people on this planet that do. Kim Kardashian, that's one of the K's, the leader of the dysfunctional gang. She was a guest on the Kathy and not Regis, he's dead, Kathy Lee, not Kathy Lee, the other one, you know, the whatever. The Kelly Ripka and Ryan Seacrest, the Kelly and Ryan show. It's a morning show, if you didn't know. It's a little talk thing, and they're cute. Their guest was Kim Kardashian, and she came out looking like she was like ripped off of a mannequin. And Kim's sitting there, and she is wearing earrings. These are the weirdest earrings, and I don't know if I can get a screen grab of them or not, but it must be somewhere on the internet. She has Kardashian earrings. Now, they are the size of miniature business cards, the same thickness, only they're made out of some kind of ivory or porcelain or something like that. They're earrings, but they're not like little chandeliers or anything. This is so fucked up, I can't believe it. It's the size of a business card, one hanging from each of her ears, and on it is just the word Kardashian, like it's a business card. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything so stupid in my life. And that's when it hit me about how, is this a joke? Are the Kardashians a joke to the American public? Do they all gather in a room somewhere, a very gold opulent room, and do they close the doors, turn the cameras off, and start laughing their asses off about how they're making the American public look like such idiots? Or do they believe this themselves? The Kardashians, to me, are a symbol of destruction. Anyway, sorry, I just went off on them, so to speak, quote unquote. He said, I just don't understand it. And then you elected a president back in 2016. Remember that, the pre-pandemic president? Oh man. When did he become president, by the way? That was awful. That was just awful. Yeah, 2016. This man announced his presidential run. I'm talking about Trump, coming down a gold-plated escalator in the Trump Tower, where he actually has golden furniture and thrones and a dining room plated in gold. And I mean, and we looked at that and we said, yes, that's the man I want to run the country. I want to have his money. And if he's president, we'll all have his money and we'll all live with gold-plated mattresses in our bedroom. No. Because the way he got there was exactly what he did to you. Screwed everybody else. That's our society, ladies and gentlemen. That's a great example of it as well. It's time to wake up. You have to be woke. Someone has to woke you up. I still don't understand what that word means. I still don't get it. You know, that's very woke. Okay, I don't understand what the hell you just said. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, my guest will be joining us, and we'll do that right after this little short thing. Hungry?
Looking to try somewhere new for dinner tonight? Come to that bar near your house. With a new chef out on work release, ready to tempt your taste buds with delicious specials. Start off with deep-fried meat and cheese things, crispy on the outside and nearly warm on the inside, with a house-made dipping sauce that's almost certainly just mayonnaise and ketchup. How about a pepperoni pizza served hot and fresh out of the supermarket? Or the big quarter-pound hamburger cooked just the way you like it, as long as the way you like it is well done or inedibly raw? Order a local craft beer from a wide selection that includes IPAs. IPAs, and of course, IPAs. And when you're ready for dessert, the bartender can point you to some place that actually does that kind of thing. Ready for dinner? Head to that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Let's say hello to Senka Hajimatovic. She is here. It's talking about artificial intelligence communications, which I understand very little about, so you're going to educate me today. We're talking, you're with Grammarly. What is that?
That's correct. Thank you so much for having me. Grammarly provides an AI-powered communication assistance technology that helps over 30 million people and 50,000 teams throughout different organizations worldwide communicate more effectively using AI. So it's powered, the technology is powered in a way that helps folks communicate, whether you're a student, a professional, a business, wherever you write, from your spelling to your grammar, punctuation, and also with a premium product that includes more advanced features like suggestions that can make your sentences clearer, make your wording less redundant, help you in varying your vocabulary to ensure that your writing is as engaging as possible, for example.
And in what situations would this be applied?
You could really apply it at work. If you're thinking about, you know, you're sending an email to your boss, you're sending an email to a client, you're a student, you're writing essays, research papers, right? That's all coming up right now. You're writing assignments, or you're emailing your professor for that extension. You know, all of these are a major factor in getting that good final grade, and this is really where Grammarly can help.
So this would, in effect, be, as older people such as myself, you have spell check and grammar check when you're texting or something like that. This would be the ultimate form of that. Is that correct?
The ultimate form is a great way to put it, Ron. I also think, you know, the paid version of Grammarly Premium goes way beyond that spelling and grammar that you get so used to, and as our name implies. If you think about, you know, maybe you're overusing a word over and over and your writing is sounding pretty dull and people just kind of turn off, Grammarly can suggest alternatives so that, well, you sound smarter and people are more engaged when they're reading what you're writing.
It's interesting because I've written a few books and I always go into another program to double check my spelling and make sure the grammar is proper because I don't want to appear like an idiot. Usually I'm okay, but that's a very significant tool that I use for that. So that's what we're talking about, doing papers and essays, just making sure. You know, I used to, if I may expound upon that for a second, Senka.
Sure.
I used to think that people were cheating by getting that extra information. And then I found out very quickly in using it that actually I'm learning incredible amounts of things by checking it out. That sticks in my head, that proper way of spelling that word and that proper way of composing that sentence. I've just learned something like really quickly and very effectively, and it is a learning tool, is what I found.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up, and I think that's a really, really important component when you think about student use and thinking about teachers benefiting and parents benefiting from it as well. Grammarly Premium actually provides explanations for every suggestion that it provides. So you get the context on why certain edits were suggested, which helps students really learn along the way. I mean, not just students, right? We're all lifelong learners here, and at some point, you know, you shouldn't give up on that.
Yeah. I guess the pandemic taught us that we don't always have the people around us who have the answers, so we're going to have to go looking for them ourselves. And That's a talent too. To answer your own questions, do some research as opposed to just asking somebody. I guess that's what you're doing in effect, but you're also doing your own research when you use a tool like this, I would assume.
Yeah, and I think the best part, if I think about how Grammarly works, is that it's contextual. So if you're a student and you're writing an essay, the suggestions that you receive are based on what you're currently writing. So you're not pulling out a theoretical textbook or going into a dictionary. Uh-huh. It's all right there for you. So it's relevant to what it is that you're working on. And that helps us learn, right? Because we're engaged in the topic in the first place, and getting that feedback in real time is just more engaging too, if you're a student, because you don't have to open up, you know, a separate tool or a separate book to do that.
So how do you actually go ahead getting this tool? Is it something that is offered to schools, offered online, offered to parents? I mean, how do you get a hold of this?
Yes, the best way to get a hold of the tool, there's a free version and a premium version. If you're a student, you can just go to Grammarly.com and download it today. We do have partnerships with universities and some schools where Grammarly is offered throughout, you know, the entire school district. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's called Grammarly for Education. That's easily Googleable. But if you're a student or just a person who's looking to improve their writing or get some help, Grammarly.com is the perfect place to go.
That's wonderful. Again, I used to poo-poo things like this, and now I found that they're actually a separate education. But an education, it's something that I should be using every day. It's funny, when I went to school, we had penmanship things, and they taught us to write in script. Some generations don't even know what I'm talking about. And I'm thinking, like, what a waste of time that was. Because, I mean, now when you sign your name, you don't even have to make it legible, and that's the only thing you really ever sign on the credit card. So, and I don't even have to do that anymore. So, that was a waste of time. But what I did need most of all was how to communicate through writing and how to spell and all that. And, man, this is great.
I'm so happy to hear that. And while penmanship classes may have gone by the wayside, I do think technology has a way of helping us along now, and we really should be using it for good, right? And I think that Grammarly is really set out to do that.
Yeah. One of the few things in technology that ended up being for good, to be honest with you. My opinion only. That's just my opinion. All right. I assume that, college students even more so, I understand, that's because they really are out on their own.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you think about that first impression that you need to make with your professor all the way to that one essay that counts for so much of your grade. And, you know, with Grammarly, we've seen that 89% of students tell us they've improved their grades. If they have Grammarly Premium, that number increases to 94%. We have, 87% of students saying that they save over an hour a week with Grammarly Premium. And if you can get that hour back and you're a college student, you can find some things to do in that hour that aren't working on an essay.
Very cool.
There's also, I wanted to mention one feature that is specifically interesting to students. Probably not so much you and me, but if you are a student and you're writing those papers, I don't know if you remember back in the day, you have to cite your sources, right? Because you're writing something.
Yes.
Well, first of all, Grammarly for a long time has had a plagiarism checker. So, you know, when you're pulling from a book or something, you might accidentally end up plagiarizing.
Oh my God.
We tell you so that you don't actually get a bad grade, because it sounds like you just pulled something from a book. We help you, note that. Yeah. And then the other thing that we actually just released is our new citation tools. And those citation tools actually help you compile citations, which is a really time-consuming and tedious process. Mm-hmm. You can generate citation with one click, and you can ensure that students, as a student, you don't lose points for common citation formatting errors, like missing a comma, parentheses, all those things that professors can be sticklers on. These auto citations tools help you save time and just get that right. Yeah,
that's incredible. That really is. And I have a feeling you got more in the wings as well.
Absolutely. We keep on improving on these items.
Very
and cool. really helping folks along the way.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. All right. Where do we go for the information?
Grammarly.com. GRAMMARLY.com.
See, you knew how to spell that.
I did. I learned it from Grammarly.
Yeah, also from the job. Okay.
True. Thank you so much, Ron.
Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you to my guests. Thank you to you. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. But until then, I wish you peace.